Today, what I'm speaking on is succeeding in a right environment, and it's one requirement to break limitations. Even as we are in the month of breaking limitations, you need to be able to succeed in a right environment. Right environment. Being in a right environment is different from succeeding in one. There are people who fail. People fail even when they are in the right environment. And so, succeeding in a right environment is the title. So let me briefly speak about right environment. Psalm 1 verse 3. It says that, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." When you read the about 90% of, if not 100, basically, Psalm 1 talks about environment. And I don't know why God in his own wisdom set it as the first Psalm. It talks about environment. So write in your book that a right environment is one key to break limitations over my life as a musician. A right environment is one key to break limitations over my life as a musician. Also write this next statement. Okay, let me take the first statement again. A right environment is one key to break limitations over my life as a musician. Next statement. Productivity in life according to divine timing, comma, comes from a right environment. Productivity in life according to divine timing comes from a right environment. So that is a big statement. Productivity in life according to divine timing. There are people who become, they seemingly produce outside divine time. That's why scripture says that do not be hasty to be rich. Everybody has divine time for them. You say that the Psalm 1 verse 3 says, "He shall that bringeth forth his fruit in his season." It didn't say in season. In his season. So everybody has their season, right? His fruit. So his produce, his yield in his season. So the fact that somebody had a child at 22, and that was God's timing for the person, does not mean that you have a child at 22, because that's God's timing for your life. You need to know what the fruit, and then you need to know the season, God's timing for your life. Amen. So there's a timing for everybody. Okay. All right. And being in the right environment enables you bear your fruit at the right time in or the divine time that God has scheduled for your life. Okay. All right. So what makes us fail then in right environments? What makes us fail in right environments? One, being overwhelmed by the reality that the reasons that brought us there are not the reasons why we are there. Okay, I'll go over again. Number one point for failure in a right environment: being overwhelmed by the reality that the reasons that brought you there are not the reasons for which you are there. The reasons that brought you there are not the reasons for which you are there. Many of us, at some point in our lives, we followed people to certain places. There are guys who chased the ladies to a church. Those who, when they got to the church, found Jesus, found another reason and realized that that was actually the reason why they came there. Those who never paid attention to finding Jesus in the church still focused on the lady for which they came to the church, and they miss out. You can easily get overwhelmed. You see, it just hits you. You find yourself in the place. You realize that you had glow music. Now things just kind of seem to fall out of place. But probably somebody invited you. Or you heard about something. So you had some kind of expectation. Now you are in the place. So you are now kind of overwhelmed by the reality of the difference between what brought you there and why you are actually there. So you need to sit down and actually discover why you are there and not hold on to the reason why you came there. There's a difference. There's a difference. God had a reason for which he made Saul king. Kingship was for service. It was not for lordship. Saul probably thought that the way he got there, because he looked good, he looked of good stature, and a man of valor. So having those qualities was what brought him to becoming a king. That was the reason for which he became a king. That was what was in his mind. But the purpose for kingship was service, not lordship. So he lost it. He was overwhelmed by it. So at a point where he had to serve, it became a struggle. Hello? And a lot of people fail in ministry like that. Men of God who at a point, when they started, please, can we do this for God? And now at a point, if you like, I don't come. Amen. So you can be in the same choir, then all of a sudden you feel out of place. Because you had some kind of expectation. First, when you came, every time they do sharing, they share maybe sobolo at the meeting. But sobolo is not the purpose of the choir. So now when the sobolo stops, then now your heart too is stopping. Then now you say the people don't care anymore. Amen. So as a leader, you must teach your people that do not be overwhelmed by the difference. Say, God has a reason for which I'm here, different from the reason that may have brought me. Okay. So we fail the moment we think that the reason that brought us there is the reason why we are to be there. And number two, being disillusioned about God's timing. Being disillusioned about God's timing. Abraham and Sarah went too early. They went ahead of God. Was it Elisha who had a servant, Gehazi? Gehazi. And then Gehazi went to do what? He took a gift from his master's client. He cornered the client first. Oh, this was my boy's car. I said, my boy, he has plenty cars. You are bringing him another car for what? This one, have you forgotten? I'm the lake, I'm the bay, but put this one at my corner for me. And don't tell anybody. You see, so you need to know God's timing. You join the group because after, let's say, 3 years, you are not singing like an archangel. Trouble. You have to stop the group. Because, no, me, if I'm in a good group, when I'm there, look, by 2 months time, cry. Hey, I heard that when you join this group, 2 months cry, the way you be singing, me there. Then there's trouble. Hello. There's God's timing. Amen. There's God's timing, and it's very, 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 very important. You need to know God's timing. The fact that somebody joined the group and then within 6 months he had a 4x4, it doesn't mean that you too, if you haven't bought a bicycle within 1 year, then now you are comparing yourself to the person. Everybody has their time. Abraham had a child in 25 years. It's possible that his servants, some were giving birth 6 months, 1 year, 2 years. Some were having twins, triplets in his own home, his own house. He was the boss. Your employees are giving birth to children. Triplets, sixplets. Oh, yes. You see, sometimes we don't look at the possible reality of the Bible case. And we just take it in isolation. But there are real issues. They are really, you started working at a place and then somebody who came after you, he got promoted 3 times over 3 years. What do you mean? Didn't they come to meet us? When you came, every time I come and clean the chairs, now you are a pastor and I mean, I'm common floor member. What do you mean? This church is a wrong church. You have to leave the church. You see, but there's timing. You served in Potiphar's house. When you came to meet others, and then they made you a prince. You are now the boss in control. Then all of a sudden, in 1 day, you are in prison. All of a sudden, in another 1 day, you become prime minister over the whole nation. Say, God's timing is beyond human understanding. Please, do you understand? So when you're in the right environment and you compare yourselves, be inspired by other people's testimonies, but don't think that they are the people, somebody's time is what's supposed to determine your time. Otherwise, you leave your place before your season of prosperity. Please, do you understand? So in the right environment, close your physical eyes, open your ears to the voice of God, and know your timing. Hallelujah. Okay, and then number 3, cause of failure. Being deceived by enemies in the garden. Being deceived by enemies in the garden. Sometimes we think that wrong people are outside the church, or they are outside the choir, outside the fellowship, outside the ministry, outside the company. No. They come in there. And you see the key word there, deception. Deception. Don't be deceived by people in the ministry. Deception. You can be deceived by your eyes. Sometimes you are in a ministry and then Charlie, some nice lady B starts coming. Hey, every day she's dressed shepherd. And you are not looking too shepherd. So you start gravitating towards the person, small. It's in two ways. Either you look at the shepherdness and then you get discouraged. Oh, as for this place, there's only for shepherd people. Let me find some place and pass. Or now, because of the shepherdness, you start listening to that person. When everybody is talking, even when they are in scripture, it says that it described a certain situation where a poor man saved a city by his wisdom, but he was still not regarded. So even somebody not looking to shepherd is talking wisdom. Nobody is listening because shepherdness is showing her shepherdness, and you are listening to the shepherdness and not listening to wisdom. So now when people are even advising you, Akosia, ye nyamie jumani, yo, when shepherdness comes there, That's all. You start coming late to Shepherdess. Then you start showing your time. Pastor, time.
Because
from there you are going to Bawaku or some this thing. Charlie? Shepherdess and Godiness, which one is good? Wow. So let's close with this. How to then succeed in God-given environments? And that's what we call a right environment. It's a God-given environment. How do you succeed in one? How do you succeed in one? The problem we face in new environments, just like a new company, a new marriage, newly joined ministry, etc., is that we feel we joined with our own decisions. So we must keep to our own decisions to be effective in that environment. It's wrong. But to excel in any new environment, we must trust God who brought us there to do the following. Number one, maintain a habit of prayer. Maintain a habit of prayer. Spiritually fuel yourself in the right environment. Maintain a habit of prayer. When Jesus was being baptized and was pushed into the water, what was he doing? You don't know that scripture? Then find it. He was praying. Even when he was being baptized, Jesus was praying. Hello. And he said that as he prayed, the heavens opened. It wasn't just about the baptism that made the heavens open. Jesus was praying even in the midst of baptism. Hello. It is very easy at a point to leave God and then be doing your own thing within the ministry. It's very possible. It's possible to be used to teaching, like I'm teaching right now. It's very possible to be used to it. Then now you don't even ask the Holy Ghost anything. It's very possible to get singing and leading. That now you don't even ask the Holy Ghost anything. You just go and stand there because you have your rep of songs that you are going to sing. It's very, very possible. It happens all the time. You need to make a conscious decision that every moment you ask God, consult God, how do we go? What do I do? Every time you ask. Because Jesus was anointed. He said he was anointed without measure. Means there was nothing that was not given unto him. And yet Jesus was praying at the time when he was being initiated into ministry. Nehemiah, when the king asked him, what would you want me to do for you? When he told him about the broken walls. And he says that, and Nehemiah prayed to the God of heaven. He asked God before he asked the king. Hello? Every moment, look, I can assign you to do a work that, hey, be a director or be financial treasurer or whatever. I, the leader, I am human. I said it. The rest is between you and God. Hello? God, help me do this work well. What did I say?
God, help me do this work well.
Amen? Without a God factor, Joseph can never please Potiphar. He can never please Pharaoh. Whose favor are you going to use to stand there? So many a time that my pastor will call me before I'll be praying. I will pray. There is no prophet. When you start prophesying to me, I mean, I know your flesh can come inside. So the moment you start, Kai, they are starting my me to pray in the spirit. Because maybe you saw me wear a gold watch. So when you started the prophecy, it became materialistic. The gold, that far with this. So now the prophecy. Hello. So all the time you pray, all the time you pray, all the time you pray. Because the first voice can be God. The very next voice can be another voice. Like, you remember when Jesus, he said, Peter, Peter, what do people say? And said, and then he gave the revelation, you are the son of God. The very next moment, Peter was saying that, but do not go to the cross. And then Jesus said that the devil has entered you right now. You, the one who just, right now, no, the devil has entered into you. Bind that devil in Jesus' name. Number two, it's just 3 points. Number two, cast away old wisdom and seek new wisdom from God for the task ahead. You've joined a new ministry, or you've joined a ministry, you are part of a vision. Throw away the old wisdom and seek new wisdom. God has new directions, new ways for which he wants you to do this one. Microsoft is different from Facebook. He's giving you a Facebook business. You want to run it according to Microsoft pattern. Why? Why? So you never grow. There's nothing new under the sun, yes, but there are new revelations, a new way of doing things. The same thing, but a new way of doing it. Hallelujah. It's like rapping a lady. Right now, there are new ways. Those days, you go and throw a stone at a window, call, or you whistle. Fafa, I've come. Or you go and pass in front of the gate, especially when they have beware of no dogs there. Then you woo 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 woo, then you still be moving around there. Then if the dog is barking beyond 5 minutes, it means that Kofi has come. So Aquile must. But right now, you can even start the proposal at dawn, 3 a.m. over WhatsApp. The same thing, but a new way of doing it. Hello? So you must throw away old wisdom. And then the scripture there, 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 10. The sad thing is that the king Rehoboam, or that one is about King Solomon, he asked God for wisdom to rule. Hello? He didn't use old wisdom. He said, God, give me wisdom to rule. And then God gave him wisdom, riches, honor. May it be so unto you. The last one, know who to listen to. 2 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 13 to 19. Rehoboam, a young king, when he came, there was opportunity for him to unite the kingdom to be one, because the kingdom was divided. There was Judah, and then there was Israel, right? And then Jeroboam was king over Israel. Rehoboam was king over Judah. So now, he had opportunity to lessen the burdens that he was placing upon Israel, and then they would naturally unite and all come under him and see him as leader. The old men in his palace advised him to do this one. He said no. After that, he went to listen to the young ones. Your generation has passed. We have come. He went to listen to them. And the young ones said, no. If you lessen their burdens, they'll come and rule over you. They'll feel too no. He did not listen to them, to the old ones, and listen to the young ones. And he increased their burdens. And the people rebelled. And when you read the verse 90, it says that till this day, the house of Israel opposed the house of Judah. It resisted. Hallelujah. To this day. Because a young king decided to listen to the wrong person. People go into environments. Instead of listening to the boss, now they are listening to the clerk. They are listening to the security man. They've now found a friend. They come and now they've found a friend. So now what they are told from above to do, they don't do. They now listen to friends. After the teaching, and then they close. today, our pastor was talking about meal. Then the other one, oh yeah, that's why these kind of places, disloyalty has started. Before I realize, all of them are we. It must not be so. In Jesus' name, tell your neighbor, know who to listen to. Your director said sing soprano. Then he went to listen to, why? God is no author of confusion. If your director's boss said that no, sing alto, God is no author of confusion. That has overridden it. But now you go and listen to one other soprano singer. Hey, okay, your voice in here. Soprano no to an hour say no. So director is asking, where are you? Where are you? You are now with the auto singers. Did he ask you to go there? Hello? Confusion. Amen. So know who to listen to. I pray for everybody here in Jesus' name. For every right environment God has placed you in, I pray that you excel. No confusion. No confusion. No confusion. I pray for you for new wisdom. The God kind wisdom to excel. I also pray for you that you would listen to the right person. I also pray in Jesus' name that you will not suffer deception in the name of Jesus. Amen. That you bear your fruit in season. Any spirit sent against you to kick you out of your right place, I stop that spirit now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that your ears will be open to the voice of God. Thou shalt hear a voice behind thee saying that this is their way, walk in it. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I declare over your life that the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you till you succeed in the right environment to be a testimony. And to be one who is a leader, discipling others. In Jesus' name, I have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.